This is Ted Kennedy. The White House is buzzing again with rumors of presidential pardons for the Irangate defendants. Will Senator Al Simpson ask President Reagan to do the right thing or the far right thing? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, the fat's in the fire after all the recent developments in the Irangate scandal. Former National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with the special prosecutor. Major indictments have been handed down against Oliver North, John Poindexter, General Secord, and others, charging them with criminal offenses for their role. D.C. law is rivaling L.A. law, Al, and the Reagan administration is paying the consequences for winking at corruption, sleaze, and malfeasance in high office. The right wing is desperately trying to short-circuit the scandal and reduce the embarrassment by urging President Reagan to pardon the defendants. Join me in urging the president to reject these misguided pleas for pardons, Al. No one's above the law.
No one is above the law, Ted. But it sounds to me that you've forgotten everything you learned in law school. It also sounds like you want to try Oliver North and John Poindexter in a court of public opinion instead of a court of law. A pardon is truly unnecessary for someone who has not been convicted of any crime. Even you know that an indictment is just an allegation. Remember that silly old rule in this country that a person is innocent until proven guilty? Sleaze factor. Of all the ethics cases pending in the House of Representatives, most of them are against Democrats, and they all just seem to slip down the black hole. So let those charged have their day in court, Ted. You seem to assume North will be convicted. But you won't serve on the jury, Ted. Let's not talk of pardons unless there is something to pardon. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a group that frightens America's senior citizens. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.